Track 13, Activity 47.
Look at the picture at the top of the page. It is a picture of a very windy place. Wind is a form of energy. People have been using the wind's energy for thousands of years. One way they have used the wind's energy is to sail boats. The wind's energy moves the boat. Draw a boat on the sea. Make sure it has a sail to catch the wind. The sea is rough because it is windy. It is high tide and the sea is near the top of the cliffs. Show the wind making waves on the sea and draw waves crashing into the cliffs. Another way people have used the wind is to enjoy themselves. All over the world, children use the wind to fly kites. The wind's energy lifts the kite up into the sky. Draw someone flying a beautiful kite near the sea. People also use the wind to power windmills. Windmills were used to grind wheat into flour and pump water out of the ground. We still have windmills. In New Zealand, they are all used to pump water out of the ground. Look at the windmill. It is at the back of the picture at the left. Write the word windmill beside the windmill. W-I-N-D-M-I-L-L, windmill. Today we use a special kind of windmill to make electricity. A wind turbine has a tall tower and at the top of the tower, three blades. These blades blow around at a tremendous rate. As the blades blow round, a generator at the top of the tower changes the movement energy of the wind into electrical energy. Write the words wind turbine beside the turbine. W-I-N-D, wind. T-U-R-B-I-N-E, turbine. Wind turbines, sailing boats and windmills can only exist in places where there is a constant supply of wind. Draw two trees anywhere in the picture. Show that the wind is blowing them really hard. Now finish the picture in any way you like.
The second picture is of some teenagers camping. They have chosen a place near a stream so there is plenty of water and there is a supply of dead wood from the bush to make a fire. You can see that they have started to make a fire on open ground in front of the tent. Draw some flames and smoke to show the fire is burning. They need to cook on the fire. Draw a container of water on the fire. The fire has made the container very dirty on the outside. Draw steam coming from the boiling water in the dirty container. They will also need more firewood to keep the fire burning. It has been raining recently and it looks as if it might rain again. It would be wise to keep the wood dry. So draw a supply of firewood under a tree where it will keep dry. There is a girl sitting at the front of the picture at the left. She has a torch beside her. She needs batteries to make the torch go. The chemical energy stored in the batteries will change into light energy when she turns the torch on at night. Draw two torch batteries on the ground beside the torch. Now finish the picture in any way you like.